And welcome back to Mugs in the Morning here on KODY. It's presented to you by Shelter Insurance in North Platte. Still hanging out at 34 degrees. On our way to a high today near 46 here as it's 8:21. We now go to the KODY phone lines as we have Ryan Purdy, the president of Mid Plains Community College, joining us, along with the director of marketing communications, Daniel, joining us. Guys, as always, we appreciate the time, and it's good to talk to you here in some warmer conditions.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, it is a little warm. I think last time we were just coming off those record low temperatures, so
yeah.
It's nice to be, you know, closer to 100 degrees the other direction. It's just not 100 degrees outside.
Yep, we're in the more positive direction. Of course, Mid Plains Community College having their Board of Governors meeting last night. So, Mr. Purdy, take us through the meeting, if you don't mind.
Sure. So, you know what? There was quite a few items on the agenda, kind of gearing up for kind of our summer projects and what's going on. And we've been working on the Highway 83 access for quite some time. And so last night, the board did approve using Condon Signs here in North Platte for a digital sign that will eventually go up at the corner of Highway 83 and Sunrise Drive, which, is just across from that Menards intersection. And so
awesome.
And the board did approve that. We're hoping that project will come for bid here in the next 60 days, and we'll get that started sometime this summer. And hopefully by mid-fall, that could be completed, and we could have that project completed. So started there with the Condon Sign purchase. After that, we asked the board for permission to apply for a USDA distance learning and telemedicine grant. We've had several of those in the past several years, but there's a significant, well, I shouldn't say significant, there's a 30% match on those dollars. A lot of times that match is already built into our IT budget for upgrades we have for our distance learning systems. And so really is not a budget impact, but because it does require a match, it does require board approval. That grant application we anticipate will open in the next 45 days, but we want to make sure that we have ample time to prepare that grant when it does come open. So the board did approve are going ahead to apply for that. Again, looking at upgrading distance learning equipment at our community campuses on North Platte McCook campus, and then also looking at possible some other classrooms at some of the high schools to assist them to really beef up our distance learning systems at those locations. So the board did approve that application. And then, again, another project that's been on a three-year capital improvement plan for quite some time is a remodel of our child development center there in McCook. That hasn't really had much other than maybe some paint and some carpet in the last 35 years, and it was time to do a major overhaul and also fix some other systems within the Walter Brady building. And so, again, approved Steels Roofing and Construction out of North Platte to complete that project. But again, it's another summer project, and so $1.355 million. Bid was a little higher than we anticipated, but as most people know, if they do any handiwork or have hired a contractor, material prices are significantly higher than they were, a short time ago. So, the companies are having to accommodate or to change their bids to reflect those increases in prices of materials. So we approved that one. And then finally, on the action side, before we get to closed session and talk personnel, we did approve the purchase of one bus. We're looking at two buses, after the Master of Transportation delivered a couple buses for our review yesterday, we decided to back off to one with a little bit higher quality bus, the Freightliner chassis with a Cummins diesel in it. They'll go a little farther than some of the other buses we've purchased in the recent distant past. And so we went to a little bit higher grade bus, but we feel that we'll get another 5 years approximately out of these from what we have been in the past. So we did approve a bus for McCook after trade of about $153,000 for Master's Transportation. And then probably in the next month or two, we'll be looking at something similar for one of our North Platte buses that's on the cycle to be replaced. That's the action items. And then we went into closed session to talk about personnel. And after we came out of that, the board did approve a retroactive pay increase for administrative and classified staff of approximately 2%, retroactive again back to July 1st. And then also did approve a 2% increase for next year for administration, classified staff. We did increase our retirement contribution match by 0.25, one quarter of 1%, and then also a $25 per increase, credit hour increase for our adjunct faculty for 21-22. So that kind of helped with some of the impacts we had with COVID. With CARES money, I was able to accommodate some of those increases that we did not take into consideration, because we usually bring these to the board in March, April, and last year, as we know, that's when everything was shutting down, so we just didn't know where we were going to be. But with the CARES funding and some other adjustments we were able to make, we were able to accommodate that increase. We were one of few real colleges in the area, I'd say the Midwest and the United States, that came back with as little disruption as possible. We tried our best to make sure we kept students safe and put them in seats, and so this kind of helped reward our staff and administration for sticking with us and the last year and keeping things as near normal as we could for our students.
The impact was definitely felt, Mr. Purdy, but it was pretty minimal, all things considered, and very minimal for Mid Plains Community College when you compare it to some other colleges, its size, and colleges even bigger, too.
Absolutely. You know, we had to spread out classes. We asked them not to move the desk, you know, so we could keep the social distancing as much as we could. We couldn't do 6 feet. That's why we required masks. We could do 3 feet in most cases, but six feet would have taken capacity down from 25 to less than 10. Mm. And so, you know, the cost would have skyrocketed if we had done that.
Sure.
And so, you know, we did require the mask. If students could get to 6 foot social distancing and the faculty was comfortable with it, they could take off the mask. But in most cases, we did leave those alone. It's amazing how many emails I get every day saying, you know, we want to help you accommodate Mid Plains Colleges. You transition back to in-person learning. I'm like, you should probably go to our website and see that we never went away from in-person learning.
Yeah.
We just had to make adjustments.
Barking up the...
They kind of are.
Mr. Purdy, one big thing, too, in listening to you speak here the past couple of minutes, extremely excited for some of the exciting things going on with Mid Plains Community College, specifically thinking about the McCook and North Platte branches. But you're helping out local business as well. Condon Signs, great local company that they're going to be helping you out with that sign off the North Platte campus, off the highway, and then partnering, too, with Steels for the McCook building, you said, right?
Yep, they are. And Steels got a lot of stuff going for us right now. We had that project with the parking lot and the pavilion here to the north of the south campus. And so that pavilion, with obviously with COVID and some of the delays on manufacturing, they're still going to get that in here either this spring or summer. So they got that project. Steels is working on the HVAC upgrade to Brooks Hall and McCook, also summer projects as the students move out and this piece. So I think Steels is going to be pretty busy full time for Mid Plains this summer.
That's good. That's nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
It's our local college helping our local businesses.
Yeah. And you look at you go down their list of subs, and so many of them are local North Platte McCook firms. So it's great to be able to provide that service to us.
Absolutely. Anything else you guys would like to add this morning?
Yes, registration is now open for fall and summer classes. Mid Plains Community College offers a variety of educational options to best serve you, including on-site, online, distance learning, and Sunday college formats. If you're interested in registering for classes, please make an appointment with an advisor by calling 308-535-3701. And I would also like to note that we will be hosting commencement ceremonies for North Platte Community College at 3 p.m. on May 7th. And nurse pinning commencement ceremony at 12:30 p.m. on May 7th. Just stay tuned to our website for the expectations for the commencement ceremonies this year, as we will be coming out with more details.
Awesome. Well, guys, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Look forward to chatting again next month when it's even warmer, hopefully.
And Tristan, last thing, is it March 26th? Is it a day of
athletics? March 27th is a day of athletics. We will host women's and men's basketball at 10 o'clock in the morning and then roll with the Region 9 Championship for volleyball at 3 o'clock. So it'll be a good day of athletics here at North Platte Community College.
Absolutely. So, folks, go on out to the campus, enjoy some good athletics. A lot of local athletes competing in that as well, and some Lincoln County natives also.
There are. Yep. Come out and support the Knights.
Absolutely. Guys, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. We appreciate the time.
Thanks, Tristan. Have a good day.
You too. You guys take care. That, again, is Ryan Purdy, the president of the Mid Plains Community College. Also, Daniel, the communications director, joining us here on KODY for our monthly update off of the Board of Governors meeting that was held yesterday for Mid Plains Community College, our local college. And it's great to find out there's some good projects with both in North Platte and in McCook. And for those projects, they're working with local businesses. Promising news, folks. We do need to step aside for a quick news break here on Mugs in the Morning, but we have an exciting bottom half of the hour still coming up. We have some big, exciting news to get to. The Chamber and City have announced a joint press conference coming up today at 3 o'clock. We're going to preview that a little bit and discuss it and discuss how you can participate, folks. This, I believe, is close to media and city officials and chamber officials only, but we're still going to give you the opportunity to participate. We'll tell you how coming up in a few moments and discuss what this possible news may be. Open phone line conversation coming up with that conversation as well here on KODY's Mugs in the Morning. As always, it's presented to you by shelter insurance agents Brent, Bo, and Pete. Community strong all day long.